Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia has used cluster munitions supplied by the United States in its war against Yemen. That's according to a new report released by Human Rights Watch. The rights body says that videos, photographs, and other evidence collected from the ground indicate that the Saudi Air Force has used cluster bombs against villages in northern Yemen. This isn't the first time that the U.S. and Saudi forces have used the deadly weapons in Yemen. Back in 2009, Saudi warplanes dropped cluster bombs on Houthi fighters in the province of Sada'a. The U.S. also fired cruise missiles containing cluster munitions against militants in the south. Cluster munitions spread bomblets over a wide area, posing long-term dangers to civilians. At least 91 countries are signatories to the Convention on Cluster Munitions. However, the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia have refused to join the treaty. Let's find out more about what's going on in Yemen. Yusuf Mari is our correspondent joining us from the capital, Sana'a. Well, Yusuf, you just heard what our news indicates in terms of the situation. Update us on that, and the latest being the use of cluster munitions by Saudi Arabia provided by the United States.
Yes, well, these cluster munitions, they were actually used in the 2009 offensive against the Houthi movement in the north province of Sada'a. And these types of weapons, they have a tendency to also turn into de facto landmines after spreading in a number of villages in 2009. Months later after the conflict was stopped, those sub-munitions, they were still able to detonate upon people finding them, some of the local residents in that area. They turn into landmines if they don't explode upon impact. And this is something which is taking place again in this offensive by Saudi Arabia. They seem to want to target the north province of Sada'a because they think that here in the capital, Sana'a, if they use such weapons, it'll be susceptible to being exposed by the media, as opposed to Saudi Arabia, which is not often covered by mainstream media. And they think that they can get away with it by launching such attacks in rural areas where people don't know what kind of bombs are being used, and that they have no connection with mainstream media. And this is why is conducting these illegal bombs in the north province of Sada'a. And besides that, they still carry airstrikes in residential areas here in the Sa'wan district in the capital, Sana'a. 11 women were killed. 20 people were killed as a total, and 11 of them were women, others women, children. And this is something which is recurring in many residential areas of the country where these airstrikes have targeted. Saudi Arabia says it is targeting military facilities. However, when you look at where these strikes are hitting, you can see that it is largely populated areas, and that's why the civilian casualties continues to increase.
If you were to make an assessment about the way the Saudi airstrikes have been conducted in the past 30-plus days, Yusuf, do you think that what they're doing is just targeting Ansarullah movements, its fighters, or the Houthis, or are they indiscriminately also at the same time targeting civilians? We know that key infrastructures also has been targeted.
Well, yes. Well, when you look at the figures, which have the figures and the civilian casualties, it's right now, according to some reports, over 3,000 innocents have been killed, many more injured. And with such figures, you can only come to the logical conviction that these airstrikes are also targeting residential areas as a way for Saudi Arabia to punish the Yemeni people for refusing to bow down to its domination over Yemen's political affairs. Ever since the Houthi spread all the way from Sada'a province and came into Sana'a, the bulk of the Yemeni people have sort of rallied behind them in their revolution to uproot systematic corruption and to cut off the hands of Saudi meddling. So because of that revolution and because the Yemeni people rose up against this Saudi aggression, Saudi Arabia is perhaps collectively punishing the Yemeni people for refusing its intervention in Yemen's political affairs and for rallying behind the Houthi movement, the Ansarullah movement, to establish an independent sovereign nation, like I said, free of U.S. and Saudi meddling.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. That's the correspondent Yusuf Mari talking to us there from the capital, Sana'a.